For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Benefit from the meeting and to be the grace to be willing to do whatever we hear. Everybody, open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. Yes, Lord. Have your own way. Your name, Lord. Thank you. Father, we are grateful to you for another opportunity to be in your presence. We are here to hear nothing but your word. Touch our hearts and give us grace to be obedient. Even unto thy word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are still on our campaigns to build our church. Right, it can close. Amen. Great. So we are in our campaigns. 3 weeks ago, so we did a campaign for what? Tangerine, isn't it? Are you with me? Yes. Can you sit upright? Uh-huh. To show that you are active. Hallelujah. So far, we are in June. We have just entered June. Mr. Asante, what was your target? 30. That is which group? This year. How many are you now? You are 24 now. Okay. So Sunday, I'm coming to do this roll call. Oh, send me the list of the people. Okay? So that we know that we have 24 additional members. And we are gunning to have 6 more by the end of the month. Fully committed, standing, singing additional members. 30 members every Sunday. We must count you and know that you are all here. Which group? Choir. How many? 50. Choir is 50. How many do we have now? You have now? Choir. What is Maris? He's traveled. So who is assistant? Who's assistant? Choir. You don't have assistant choir? Portia. Oh. But Portia has traveled many years. There should be. Because. Okay. Which other group was that? Hymn Choir, how many? Where is Hymn Choir leader here? Assistant is who? Hodo. How many people are you supposed to be? Okay, Jerome, please give it to him. We have given. How many people are you now when you meet? More control. How to get that many people into your group? 30. You are looking for 30. Committed members. So if you have to go for evangelism or go for... But there are people in the church who are not anything. You can encourage them to join. Okay? So please, let's not joke with what God has given to us to do for him. You know, one of the things we learned last Sunday, the things to do to be blessed, which all of us are looking for blessing. Isn't that true? How many want the curse? So that I declare it upon you right now. Everybody wants to be blessed by God. And one of the things we learn that to be blessed by God, you must labor to be a servant of God. Servant. You see, the one you serve determines how the reward you get for yourself. Do you understand? Hold on, do you understand? Whoever employs you to serve him means that a person is going to reward you based upon his value. His value. His worth. That's why people want to work with the president. Because once you work for the president, you know, when the president became a president, there's a lady who used to cook. I hear he was giving the wache to eat. Wache. She used to serve him as a wache when he was not a president. And he said, you give me wache to eat every time. I thought he had an appointment in the presidency or something. Those who were recruited to go to the Jubilee House, she was one. Yes, because she served the president. You know, when you are a great person, you are careful even with the cardinal, where you eat, and the person who serves you. So for somebody who used to serve him during the time that he was not a president, that's wache or something. I heard something small. Either wache or kilewole or something like that. As I'm speaking now, she's working in the Jubilee. Have you been to Jubilee House before? You see, that's what we are saying. So we see, we need to understand that if you are working for God, it's an honor and it's a privilege. That is why anytime I stand here, they say the song that I always sing before I preach. My son will give me the key. What a privilege to worship you. What an honor to stand before you. But you see, it's not just a song that we are singing. You see, if you don't appreciate who has called you to work for him, you don't appreciate that God has called you to work for him. That is why you don't care whether you can do something or you don't care to do God. But if you are looking for blessings, I'm sure the lady by this side has built a house. After 5 years of presidency, she has built a house. Presidential staffer. Full-time presidential staffer. And how much more God Almighty, who has said it over and over, thou shalt serve and I will bless. Thou shalt serve and I will bless. Thou shalt serve and I will bless. It's like ladies and gentlemen, if you just come to listen to me and go home and sleep and come back and sit down here, then I can tell you that you better sleep because you are wasting your time. There's nothing I can give you. I'm here to serve God with you, to encourage you, to play your role in the house of God, because there's a blessing in serving God. And any position that you have been given, you have to do it with diligence, knowing that it is of the Lord you are doing, not for man. Hallelujah. Are you here of God? So please, tonight, last 2 weeks, we studied about servant, armed, and trained. That everyone is equipped and trained in such a way that you can work, do something for God. You can't be in the house of God and you can't do anything. Abraham had 318 people trained in his house. When the time came for war, everybody was involved. You can't be staying here eating, drinking. And then when issue had come, let's go and solve it. He said, I can't go. No. And together, they were able to rescue and bring back his nephew, Lot, and everything that Lot had that had been taken away. And we said that there are some members of our that have, we have not been seeing. Then let's go and fight and bring them back. Up to now, I've been watching the groups, and the people have mentioned their name. They are still not here because nobody went to fight and bring them back. So should I continue preaching? Hold on. Should I continue preaching? Okay. Today is Wednesday. I preach more. Whether you do is another. Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27, verse number 23 and 24. Proverbs 27. The state of the flock campaign. What is the state of our flock? What is their current state of choristers? Where are they? Where are the choristers? How many people came? Stand on your feet if you're a chorister. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where is Belinda? I'm preaching. Okay. So, okay, please sit down. Proverbs chapter number 27, 23, 24. What did the Bible say? Can we all read together? It says, so, be thou diligent. End there. Okay, what's the meaning of the word diligent? Because he bring a dictionary meaning of diligent. Everybody, God said that, be thou diligent. Be thou diligent. Nicholas, what does it mean to be diligent? And God said, be diligent. Be diligent to know the state of thy flock. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flock. And look well to thy heads. Eh? What are heads? You see, when you are reading the Bible, identify the words. What does it mean? What is the meaning of this words? Diligent. Hold on. Flock. Heads. Okay? Be thou diligent. Diligent means what? Hard working. Hard working. The next one. Industrious. Hard working. Write it down. Don't look at my face. To be diligent means to be hard working. Ima, you are not writing. Write it. Write it. That's what you have. To be diligent means what? Hard working. To be industrious. industry. Means that every day you are generating. That's what we call industrious. Continuously. Huh? Continuously producing. Industrious. Industry. Have you seen Labour Brothers? Have they stopped producing? They are always producing. That's why we call industry. One district, one factory. They are building industries. Every day they are industry. Industry. So industrious means that be like an industry. Producing consistently. Continuously. Unending. Mr. Sante, do you understand? It could be industrious. Diligent means to be industrious. And then it means what? Persistent. Means that keep doing it over and over and over and over and over without stopping. Persistent means that don't stop doing what you have been doing. Keep doing. Eh? Keep doing what you have been doing. You can't say, oh, church, we don't stop church. Do we stop? When you are working for God, you don't stop. You keep working all the time working. And did you let it not to change electricity company of Ghana employee? Haven't you been working? Have you stopped? Are you tired of going to? No. Until you retire. Every day you wake up, you are going there. That is what it means to be diligent. Now, it means also committed. Huh? Committed means that you are attached. It's like you are married to your wife. You can't leave her forever. Papa Obonio. That is what means commitment. You are committed to the cause that has been given to you. So now if we analyze these four words, number one, it means what? Hard working. Are you a hard working church member? Are you a hard working chorister? That you are, so every time you are here, you are learning new songs on your own. Worship. You don't sleep in the night. You are doing your own personal all night because you are learning new songs. You are watching. You are going to either live. They say we have either sisters here. They are not either sisters. They are either copy. If they are either sisters, you don't know how either does her things before they come out the new song. You can send a message that, sister either, how do you do your work? Then you follow. And that's why we can call you either sister. Not that you go and hear a song and sleep and fight with your husband and then come and stand here and say that I'm singing for either. That's not how to do it. Hard working. Hard working. Anything you are doing, you don't add hard work to it. It doesn't go forward. It doesn't go forward. So that is why you see, Bible doesn't mean that just come to church. We say, be diligent to know. That even the word, I've even underlined the word diligent. It means that if you are not diligent, your flock will despair. And they will run away. Because you don't care whether your sheep is lost or is not lost. Hey, I think we have to learn from Laban. Laban. He told his owner and the nephew, the sheep you are taking out, Jacob, if one get lost, I'll collect from you. And yes, he made sure that not one of the thing is lost. Genesis, I like the man when it comes to diligent. His own nephew, his sister's son, he said, hey, here we are doing business. We are not uncle relationship. No, business. No family business matter here. That's really Genesis. I like that man's spirit. I thought he worried his nephew, but I think it's something we can learn from. The Holy Spirit is telling him that. Let's go there and learn something from it, from him. Eh? Genesis chapter 31. What verse is that? Genesis 31. Good. Verse number 36. And Jacob was wroth. That's Jacob was angry with against his own uncle. Why? Because he was chasing him. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast been hotly pursued after me? Can you imagine? When the Jacob started leaving, he chased him and said, hey, his own children. When Jacob didn't tell him that he was leaving, he chased him until he found him. Where else had thou searched all my stuff? Had thou found anything? Said 38. For 20 years. That's all I want us to know. 38. He said, this 20 years have I been with you. Thy ewes and thy sheep have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have not I eaten. Ha, you are going to eat Laban's sheep, the big cow. We are going to kill it, eat because we are more fast. Now, the next verse 39. That which was torn of beasts, I brought it not unto thee. Who slow crowds over catching and said, Nyan, I don't know about you. A friend is saying, I'm watching Harry. Who slow crowd? But catch the labor and say, I'm watching them out. Me, yeah, man, I'm saying that I'm watching Harry. You're touching Harry. Who bet you? Ubetriaka. So that means that if a lion catch one, Jacob has to go to town and buy another sheep to replace it before he brings the animals home. Have you seen somebody who is diligent about his sheep? Are you here or going home? He said, you sent 100 and you brought 99. Where is the one? Jacob knew his uncle that Akwawe me connaps and me catch and say, Abu Achinaria, me no betchi me aria ka. So he will go to town and buy another one to replace it. So that when the man came, 100, okay, you took 100, you brought 100. He said, that which was torn of beasts, I brought it not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Can you understand? I bear the loss of it. His own uncle, not in your business. See, don't somebody say somebody's a rich man. You don't understand. You don't mess up a rich man's one city, two cities, five cities, 100 cities, 1,000. Original difference. So because everything is calculated, everything is monitored. That is we're talking about diligence, hard working to know the state of his flock, the state of his money. He won't joke that he has counted. He knows I have 1 million here, 1 million. When I add, I have 5 million, and after that, I'm going to. So everything is calculated as he's moving. He knows that if he take 500 from here, he has reduced in worth. No, there must be a way to replace that money. Are you here or go home? Laban, that is how he was as a businessman, and his own nephew, he worked with his worker. His own worker was testifying about how hard this man is. Oh, chief executive officers and leaders, please ensure that you are a hard man like Laban. Yes, that is how to preserve. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand, did that require it? Can you see it? Whether they were stolen by day or by night. That is a businessman. Diligent person. That's a spirit of diligence. He wouldn't allow, he won't accept any excuse. You are supposed to be 50. Why are you 49? You see, Reverend, there's one church member, Quarista, who was doing kebab in there, so that's why he couldn't come. Bring somebody to replace him. So that we are looking for 50. It's 50 we want to see. I think I have to apply Libanic and not power this time in this church. Because I don't think if we don't do this Libanic behavior, the church cannot grow. the banking authority. But then, when I'm with you first. Because all the sheep I gave you to train, of new believers, up to now, they are all lost. They are coming. Because of the banking authority. I'll require them from you. So sit up. Sit up. That which was torn of beast, I brought it not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Because and I want to make an answer. Send me a Uzi, I show me, may I miss me? I bear the loss of it. Of my hand did thou require it, whether stolen by day or by night. Now watch verse 40. Thus I was. In the day, the drought consumed me. If you go to Israel, I was hot during the day. And the weather is very dry. Because it's almost like a desert place. So from you can feel dryness. That's drought. And in the night, the frost. Can you imagine that? Are you here or go home? Are you learning something from Laban? See, I'm showing you why the man was great and rich. Because he wouldn't take anything from even his own nephew. What about you, who's a stranger? And you see, that is what made him a great person. In drought, they consume it. And in the night, frost. Oh, so both day and night. Yes, I'm saying, if you look at the Bible, said that, and Moses took the sheep to the desert, because you'll be there with them day and night. Next, I would almost quite believe you know about that. Israel, that's not the way they you will become a shepherd. When you are a shepherd, you go with them far for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks with the sheep. Then, before later, you bring them. That is what that he said. Then David said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is what he was saying. That he leadeth me in still waters. He lead, what do you call it? Green pastures. Besides still waters. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, because you are not just going to this place and come back. The nation is valleys and hills. That is how Israel is. I show it's like a bridge. And you meet a lion or a tiger or anything. So he said that when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Because to be a shepherd is not a small thing in Israel. And listen, to be a shepherd of God's people, it's not an easy thing. This is what we haven't gotten into our heads. When we say you are a shepherd, when somebody come to church and come to your church, and he will, we need to understand what it means to find one sheep in your house and to protect and preserve. Back to my scripture. In the task was I. This is the way I used to work for you. Is that the way we are working for God? By day and by night. By day and by night. That in your office you are doing, you are evangelizing, talking to people. In the evening you are praying for them. Is that the way we work for God? By day and by night. He said, my sleep departed from my eyes. Hey! Now, by then, what? Who shall labor nine so? Then what? Obia said, Baku cry, you know, who would chaga? And 200, you know, that old mouth could be so good, 100 sheep more to fail it before you come. Is that the way we are as Christians in the sight of God? That our sleep, even to wake up in the night and pray. Your own all night. But that would meet down will be almost what wow to wow crouch crash was a madapa. Madapa. Maxwell. Eh? What did Nicholas? Muslim and we prayer warriors. And so meet me down. I think say yes, yeah, yeah, all night, next 2 weeks. What do you think? Huh? I think we have to be, allow our sleep to depart from our eyes more. Because we have relaxed too much. Too much. This is what it means to keep your flock home. This is what it means to keep your flock. Your eyes, sister, already we're making order. Your eyes are not departing. Sleep is not departing. Sleep is already in the church. As we are preaching, oh, we're chewing gum to still, we need us on our own. When I stood there, I told you that when you are sitting, you'll be sleeping. And you didn't mind me. I was like, because as immediately I stood there and I saw you, I said, no, the way you are sitting, it's not good. And oh, we're chewing gum, said, we need no choir and echo. That's the way Jacob is telling us, that is the way he used to work for his uncle. That is the way. That's I was. That's I was. That's I was. That's are you. That's must you be. If you want to be a shepherd to ensure that the people, your tangerine, your people are gathered and protected and preserved and grow, that's you must be. Hallelujah. That's I was. In the day, in the night, I was working. 41, what is 41 saying? And say, thus have I been 20 years in the house. How long have you been in church? Hold on. How long have you been in this church? 7 years. And so already what bread? Jacob, 20 years. This is the way I've been working for the last 20 years in the house of God, my uncle. That's how I was. Can you see why? You see, sometimes when you read the Bible, you realize that the way they live their lives, you know, is far different from the way we are living our lives. Meanwhile, we want their kind of blessings. We can't get it because how many of us work? You take this scripture and see how many of us work like this. How many of us work? You have been employed. You go to work at 9:30, 10. Then by 4:30, you want to run away from your office. 4:30, you are leaving. And when your boss says, oh, please, where's my boss? Wants to see traffic, I have to go. How would you be blessed? You say you want to be Jacob's blessing. Look at him. He was working for his own uncle. That's what I like about that. See, sometimes when you are working for somebody, it's different from when you are working for your own family member. Because many people don't know how to work with their family members. There's no about once you're a family member, you can't control the person. You can't discipline the person. You say something and the person gets angry. He reports you to your aunt, mother, your sister. You know, everybody hear about you that you're a very wicked person. But for 20 years, Jacob never reported any matter of these to his parents. Otherwise, they would have come for him. Hallelujah. But you see, he had to learn this from his uncle, that to be successful, you need to be very disciplined, diligent. He learned it from his uncle. That is why when he left his uncle, he became as even richer because he had learned all those things, even apart from the fact that God has blessed him and his father has blessed him. He didn't say, well, I am blessed by my father, and so I can fool around in my uncle's house. Many of you can't stay with even your sister in the house. Your brother in the house. Small thing, tension, small thing, your mother in the village will hear. That's why you can't prosper. Because you are not diligent to be, you are not hard working.
Lazy. You wake up in the morning sweeping, cry out and sweeping in the house that we all live in. So you better wake up early in the morning and sweep in the house. Then Toma Wundi, Naya Rienso, and then the panel Toma Wundi, no sana, Chalice, you know, some family kitchen when you're Briani, no one Mobini. Now to over television. How can you be prosperous? That's why you are poor, and you become poor. Because those who we are following, they were not lazy people. They were diligent, industrious, hardworking. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Yes. That's why we are here, learning. So ladies and gentlemen, you can never be blessed just by just lazying your life around. And this church, we can never go far if this is the way we are putting up our behaviors. We have to operate the Lebanic order of leadership and authority. And now, can't say, no one can hear us. Hey, me boy, my dad, sorry. That's why people cannot prosper. You can't work with anybody. You can't stay with anybody. You can't do, because when we discipline, you get angry. One from us, sorry, go. And then my family bag, me come, baby. Me and I'm cousin, me no better. Me no interview. For 20 years, he didn't complain. He saw it as an opportunity to be equipped by his uncle so that he can live the rest of his life by the kind of training he had gained. This is the way the man became rich. Hallelujah. So, back to our scripture in Proverbs 27. Be thou diligent. How many are going to be diligent from today? Diligent. Hardworking. Industrious. Committed. Persistent. Never giving up. Minima, dear friends, say, be jay. Oh, Ed in the Dunty. Bibi anywhere in the easy. Or say frost and I do. Then so token a pump. No human eyes. And so token a pump in your answer. Or Yana just say, oh, dance what? Or was some honor. Somebody who is already blessed by his father. And is carrying Abrahamic order of blessings. And yet, look at how hard he worked. Without complaining. Without complaining. Benjamin. Without complaining. Without complaining. And so, whoop, my soft phone, Tian, okay, crab, would you say, ah, soft phone, about no more or respect? It's true. It's true. Many church members insult pastors in their homes all the time. All the time. Yes. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flock. Eh? And look well to thy herds. Eh? For riches are not forever, and does the crown endure to every nation. So let me read what our pastor says to us. In order to be a good pastor and to generate growth, there must be a serious campaign to know the state of the flock. So that means that our flock is what? Our members. Mr. Sandy, you should be able to know all the Adishie people. Know them by their names. Know them by where they live. Visit everybody in his or her house. Yes, you have to go to Salome's house if he's a member. Because you have to know the state of your flock. So you have to stop your mosquito spray business and go and look for your sheep. Sell them. Boom. It's a wilderness. I have to go and look for them because if we are doing the counting and you don't bring it, I will labor the quarter against you. You will have to pay for it. You have to find somebody to replace him to make sure that your 50 is gotten. Your 30. If you think that sheep is gone, don't come and complain to me and say, oh, Reverend, I don't want to hear that, my friend. This time, that story has ended in this place. Say amen. We are not accepting any excuse anymore. Dancing stars. How many people are you supposed to have? Is it not 50? On one book, you need to know the state of your flock. As you need to know everybody by name, because the Bible says that the shepherd, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep by their names. By their names. So everybody must have a list of all your members so that you know them by their names first. Nicholas, your center people. You have to, I need a list by Sunday. Every member lists by their names. Then, how many have you visited from today to Sunday? Because this day, we are not preaching as stories. No, we are working on it. Preaching, no? Because they are near Juma Yemua. Yet, Tiana, so no go green is only a Nguasena Potonakaya. Now, me remember my name was it. Lay my bra, my brand, son of my bedroom, Pempens was in. But this was for 22 years, eh? Me, you cannot do my anointing, Yera, because me, own your argument, own for sheep, Puma, as all the sheep, Puba. Eh? Look at beautiful girl like you, now so old preacher, I'm ranting, ready, which. Unfound, I'm afraid, and Pierre Cramman, if you. I was a and say, I am pa. There will be interest in Martin. Hallelujah. Are you here? So, please, I'm very serious. I am very, very, because Bishop has given me this month ending a target of 450 people to report to him. That's why we shared it last time. So, it's not. Okay, I said, miss me on my labor. I have my labor to report. On also on the labor, a friend said, convenience council meeting. Because they have been giving targets. Macaros, we are Macaros council. Yes, so yeah, what target is here hitting? Target both numbers and in income. Ministry we are doing is not a smart thing. Because if you don't know the state of our flock and we don't know, we won't get to. That's why we got. It's very, very important. We have to know the state of our flock. Hallelujah. Amen. Information, data, facts will become important if you undertake the state of the flock campaign. Information. Information. Say information. Data. We can't say that how many people who pray say, we are about. No. We must know the specific number. And you as a leader must know each one of them. Sit down with them one on one. Know what is their worry and their concern. And address it. If you cannot handle it, that's why I'm here. You can call me Rev. Somebody, you pull me to go. Somebody, your daughter, your sheep is dead. Is it not true? We went there. If you are not known the state, how would I have known that for me to be involved in that? So that's what I'm saying, because we have a church member who was going to deliver, who has died. And because she was not so seriously committed, we had to struggle to identify who she was. He was fortunate that once she came to him to introduce her to me. Just once. And I think we said that when she came, I said something for her to go and do. But because she didn't, you were telling me, that's your sheep. When he brought him here to me, once, were we there or here? AG, good. And he said, I gave a prophetic word to her. Go and do this. And she didn't do it. And she kept hiding herself. And unfortunately, the very thing I told her to go and bring and just do it, she didn't. And that's the cause of her death. Unfortunately, that's the cause of it. The very thing that I said, go and do this. Let's bring the person that will do this for you. No. She didn't do it. And it ended up that the very person who I asked her to bring, he didn't bring it. And the person maltreated her. And he ended up in the death. You see, when you are a church member, but since today they are calling us as a church to go and be part of the funeral. So, and that's why we need to know their states and help them to draw closer, because for all you know, and maybe, if she had been obedient to the voice of the shepherd that please come and do this, maybe there could have been some divine intervention. But you see, because we were not diligent to know the state and to force them by bringing them, even though, because she was saying, you would tell me that she was running away from me. I didn't know that even I made that prophecy to her. She was the one who said that, the Reverend told me to do this, but I've not been able to do so. That's why I don't come to church, because when I know that when I come to church, you ask me, I don't remember that thing. Because, see, as a prof, man of God, I speak only under inspiration. When I'm having fellowship with you, don't think that I'm just talking. So many of the things I say, I don't even know what I'm saying. Because it's a spiritual work we do. So I give prophecy. There was this lady who was past. I was standing at the gate like this. We have closed. They were going to church. Everybody was coming out of the church. And there was this nice, beautiful girl going. And this young guy also going. I said, hey, are you married? He said, no. I said, but what are you? Are you married? He said, no. But why don't you talk to this lady? Maybe he can be your wife. Casually, no sort of things I do. And today, they are married. See, because it was an inspiration of the Holy Ghost that they have never talked before. But just because I made that comment, he was emboldened to approach the, because without my words, he wouldn't have had the strength and the courage to stand before that beautiful girl. But because the pastor made a certain comment, you know, it kind of gave him a certain energy. And when he went forward, he didn't know that all these things that the lady was looking for some man like her. No man, no more Jack. When you get close, right, that there is nothing around them. Say amen. So what I'm saying, that many of the time when I finish preaching, I'm having fellowship. I can tell that's the level where my anointing is very high. When I finish preaching. When I'm chatting with you on a one-on-one like this. I become very prophetic. That if you take it serious, because me, when I finish, I don't even remember. But if you take it, rather you will be blessed by that revelation. Recently, there was a lady who came here. There is an army officer. I didn't know that she was an army officer. When she finished, she was going. I said, oh, come. Somebody brought her to church. One of my daughters brought her to church. So when I told her, where is your friend? I said, ask her to come. And then I was standing here talking to her and encouraging her. And according to her, the words I was speaking to her was like her friend has come to tell me about her life. And the scripture I gave to her was like the very thing she was looking up in life for. That's the scripture I gave to her. I didn't even know. Since he left here, I don't come back. But she was the one who was testifying that the things you were saying, it's like you were, my friend, has he reported me to you? No. What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is to bring revelation. So, as I'm standing here, even the message I'm preaching, this is not the message I intended preaching about. Remember when I told you that the Holy Spirit said, let's go there. Or did you hear that comment? The Holy Spirit said, let's go there. I never planned preaching about Laban. And I'm even learning, but as I'm preaching, How he used to, because all along my focus has been on Jacob. But how, because we are talking about diligence, the Holy Ghost showed the people how Laban, his own nephew, because of his diligence of his flock, he doesn't want to lose any one of his sheep. Look at the way he didn't consider that, hey, no, it's not family business, it's my business, you are working for me. Hey. So, I think we have to learn that we are in a church where the Holy Spirit is always speaking to us. That's why when you don't do it, it pains, because I know that when you do, you'll be blessed. You take it as a personal agenda that every... Where is Joshua? You have You are the one who is the cause, or he is the one the cause of himself. He is the cause. It's not you. Are you not Laban who are pushing him not to work extra hours when you know today is Wednesday? Because you see, you have been given to 50 people. It's not true. You cannot be living in this house. Do you know how much rent you are paying that you are saying here? And bring your soul. You say you won't have a time for bring soul. When we are by June, and if you don't have, we suck you from this house. Yes, we suck you from this house. I think I have to learn Libanic anointing. Libanic anointing. You have to go and rent the whole place, because you are not adding value to our ministry. You are not bearing fruit. Hallelujah. Are you here or go home? Are you blessed by today's sermon? Information. So what we are saying that please, every center, every grouping must have up-to-date information, data. Number one, number two, number three, number four. Register. Today, Sunday, Sunday 29th. How many people came to church? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many didn't come? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Why didn't they come to church? We need to find out, visit them, call them, know the state. That's what we do. Know the state of your flock. Just know the state. Take accounts. Who came? Who didn't come? Why did they not come? What's the reason? This one is travel. This one is God. This one is here. Call. Because the numbers you are talking about, the maximum number we are talking is 50. That is even the choir. And choristers are so many that if you say 50, they can divide themselves and take care of themselves. Maybe 5 groups. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. So we are making it so simple that everybody, because we want servants in the house, not church members. Servants. People are working for God in your own capacity. Not that you just come and look at me and sit down here. No, that's not how to build a church. For a family to be great and big, everybody must produce children. Only not when your father gave birth to you, that umu amuti when you be so unbaware, obi anguba. How can the family become big? Okay. Information, data, facts will become important. You will only warm yourself if you tell yourself lies. If you tell yourself that you have 1,000 members when in reality you have 300 members, you only deceive yourself. You may impress people, but you will not impress God. Remember, there are a group of pastors who only love to work with the anointing and the Holy Spirit. They despise the use of data. The use of data. The use of data. The use of data. Somebody say, use of data. We need data now. We are going to do a lot of data collection. When you ask what? Maxwell, my wife said, when you ask for your data, you don't mind her. But this time you will mind her. This time you will mind her. Because Laban has come to the house. Laban is going to make sure that you pay for the loss. Wow. They like to work with anointing, but they despise the use of data and accurate information. Such people have actually rejected the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of knowledge. God is not against knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. God created knowledge, wisdom, understanding. To reject wisdom is to embrace foolishness in ministry. I realize that churches which took information and data seriously lasted longer and had many fruits to show. I'm reading that again. My wife says I should read that again. To reject wisdom is to embrace foolishness in ministry. I recently analyzed churches that were founded about 80 years ago. And I realized that churches which took information and data seriously lasted longer and had many more fruits to show. You see, he said he took it and said, okay, Pentecost, how long have they been here? What do they do that make the church always going? And you go deep, deep, read that they keep records. They know every member. All the churches which have been big and great, they have data and records. When you go to any of our bishop's office, you see that there are computers all over. All that they do is keeping records, branch by branch. As I'm preaching, by the time I'm done, they know the message I preached. They know how many people came to church. They know how much offering we had. Immediately, after service, Jerome was sent there. Every day, every Sunday. And so, when we go for pastor's meeting, they will open the computers and show you your branch. The attendance, January attendance, February attendance, March. Are you coming down or you are going up? They know it. Your offerings, is it going up or coming down? They know it. New people gave their life to Christ. How many people gave their life to Christ? How many people pay tithes? Pay tithes. How many people pay tithes? They know it there. Even I don't know here. Data. Every day we count how many people pay your tithe, we put in an envelope. The ladies who count them, they record how many people pay tithe today. Isn't it not true? Yes. And it's part of the data that is analyzed over the headquarters. So we cannot be sitting down here thinking that nobody's watching it. Even the headquarters here, now they are watching, they know what you are saying. They know our state by the data they analyze. They say, Ajiringa is doing well or is not doing well. By analyzing data, they know the state of the church. Is the church growing or the church is not growing? They know our state by our records. That is why we cannot sit down here thinking that, oh, like ostrich, and there's Obian Huye. They know us from here, they know us from Kodesh, they know us from the convenience office. Even Bishop Dark's office, they know us. They know us. Just by analyzing data. That is why we have to be serious to apply this data. So, Jerome, you had a Google attendance report. And everybody is giving that Google report. So please, that's the last warning from Laban to his nephews. You are all my nephews. Please, when you will say fill the form, and the forms are supposed to be filled at every attendance. Okay? So that it will help us. And when you know that your people who were supposed to come were 50, but only 10 people came, you as a leader, it will be a concern to you. Because that's what I said, be diligent to know the state. Why didn't they come? It should be a concern to you. What is the reason why this person has not been coming for this while? Without that data for yourself, you can't manage the people. It's very, very important. Some people know their state. Are they sick? Are they in school? Do they have even personal challenges? Some people have personal challenges. That is where you can say, that, oh, please, because of this, let's go and see Reverend So that Reverend can intervene on your behalf. If you don't show the people, how would I even know that something else has happened to a chorister when you are in charge of choir? Be diligent to know the state of the flock. So that together we all benefit from, because every church member plays a significant role. And we were here when there was a wedding yesterday, 3 days ago, Sunday. It is somebody's sheep he brought to church. And we'll be actually now also when we. So you see, if the person had not come to church, and just can be blank, be quiet when you're here. But you see, because somebody brought it, and she didn't come to look for her husband, he was coming to church. So what was it? So and look at him. Now his life, whole life is linked to this lady who is he came to church. The kind of children he's going to have. The kind of happiness in his life all depend upon the sheep that had come to the church. So it is. Maybe some people are giving job. Where is Kukano? He has traveled. You see, because I had my administrator when I was there. He's building a house. One day he came here and said, oh, this guy is a very good plumber. And he has engaged him. That is doing his job for him. Because we all came to church. I didn't know Kukano from anywhere. But because of the church, you know, it has become a blessing to all of us that if there's something I can help you to connect to, I will do. If there's something you can help me to connect to, because all of our benefits are linked to the state of our sheep. When our sheep, that's why I said, look well to thy flock, to thy heads. Ensure that, see, they can grow from little and become great. They may come to church as poor people, but if you take good care of them, you said they become big heads. Many of the church, that's how Bishop came to First Love. You see, you would think that First Love, the university student, bank manager. In a few years time, small boys have turned into prosperous people. And because they learn and they stay in the church, when they prosper, they won't use their money to do foolish things in the world. No, they won't do it. They use it to take for God. And that is what Bishop has been applying all these years. We gather small people, ordinary people, we train them, we encourage them, we build them up. Some of them, you become a pastor, some of them become missionaries, all because you came to church. And there are many people on the street that need to enter here so that they can become something. We are going to work on them and help them and their life to change, and they become far nicer and beautiful and glorious people. Everybody have a talent of riches in him or prosperity. Isaiah 65, verse 8. Everybody has something inside him or her. That if you can tap, you will see that you'll be blessed in that. Isaiah 65, verse number 8. That says the Lord. Are you there? That says the Lord. As the new wine is found in a cluster, and one say, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. A blessing is in it. See, when you see a cluster of figs, fruits, it appears. Sometimes if it smells, it's rotten. But you don't destroy it, because when you brood it, you take your time to brood it. Eh? Do you know brood? Brood means that oh man, no ferment it. Eh? Oh yeah, cocoa. Otra cross do yeah cocoa. Oti cocoa we are. We brewed it for about 3 days. And sana, what could do? Now, who could do? And the sand, I said, ah, then you're tantam. But that, a honor will bless you. No. So the Bible is saying the same thing, that when you see a cluster and you look around it and you look at how dirty and filthy, or maybe how it is, don't throw it away. Work on it. Inside it, there's a new wine. It's a new wine. It's a new wine. The poorest person who is sitting down here, inside the person's potential, there's a new wine. There's a new greatness in the person. There's nobody that God didn't create with gifts. But you see, you can easily write off people and say that they are nothing. But you give them time. Work on them. Nurse on them. Water them. Encourage them. You see that they are, something good is coming out of their lives. So the Bible said that. So when you see a cluster, one said, don't destroy this cluster, no. Because there is a blessing inside it. There is a blessing. If you can take your time to work on the ordinary people that you see, that comes around you, and love them, and show them mercy, and guide them, teach them, direct them. There are ladies who have potential for singing, you know, but you see, they have to develop it. You have to spend time and encourage to be able to find the wine, new wine, which is hiding there. When the new wine comes out of the cluster, then you know the value of a wine. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. There was a lady who was struggling to marry. And he found a certain guy who was monogamous and all this. And said, so he didn't know what to do. I told her that. I gave her this scripture. There's a blessing in that guy. Marry him. He said, but Reverend, this guy. I said, I see blessing in him. Go ahead. Hey. That marriage, if it's not this scripture, they wouldn't have married today. Because the day the guy was doing engagement, he was already boozed. The father-in-law looked at the guy and said, Reverend, this guy, I don't think I'm married. I said, there's a blessing in him. Oh, yes. If I had not stood on this scripture, and since he married, he has become normal. So the lady is enjoying him fully. The blessings is coming to her. There's a blessing. Never write off anybody. That's why God doesn't write us off. When Jesus Christ was going to that guy, what's his name? Zacchaeus' house. The Bible said that the Pharisees were insulting him. If you know the wicked person you are going to visit, can you say you're a man of God and go to stay, be a guest to this wicked guy? Somebody everybody hates. Jesus Christ knew that there was a blessing in him. It's a golden coin inside. And when he visited him, he sat down with him, he chatted with him, he ate with him. This guy woke up and said, hey, you have come to my house, Jesus Christ. If I've done any bad thing, please forgive me. And if I've taken anybody's thing by force, I want to restore. I want to restore. And of my property that I own, I want to give it to you to take care of the poor. One person's contribution. Peter did the church, Zacchaeus, one day, he came to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ visited him. Because Jesus saw that there is a blessing. He said that this one also is the son of Abraham. That's that there is a blessing of Abraham in him. But the world's sin has covered him. And so people think he's a very bad guy. But when Jesus Christ saw beyond his weakness and he coined for him, one day he came to church. All the poor people in the church were happy because the man started giving them gifts. There's a blessing to know the state of your flock. Don't allow any of your flock to be lost. Because inside one ewe are many ewes that will come out of. Many, many new ones. Allow them to grow small. When they become mated, they produce more. And they also produce additional ewes, who also produce additional ewes, and additional ewes produce additional ewes. Before you know, the thing that everybody say I don't like has become a blessing. So ladies and gentlemen, let's look for people. Let's encourage people to come to church. There's no bad person on earth. Everybody has a blessing inside him. Ours, that's why we are a church. Our duty is to know their state and bring them. We can have even prostitutes coming to church. They are not just bad, though. Because by faith, Rachel. What's the name? Not Rachel, no. Rahab, the prostitute. When we're counting the list of anointed people who had faith, we mentioned Abraham. We added Rahab, the prostitute. And the Bible was not shaped to say that the harlot. The harlot. So God wants us to understand that the sheep is very important to them. Never allow any of our members to be lost. They may be stubborn. They may be a little bit recalcitrant. But we can't give up on them. We cannot give up on them. We have to do anything that it takes. That's why we need to be diligent. Hardworking. Persistence. Your friend won't fight. We keep calling till the day that you call him or her, he will take. That's persistence. Because we can easily say that, oh, I'm tired of the person. And no man is sheep, you know. As I'm talking, I'm sure somebody is in the mouth of a lion. I'm sure one of my ladies is, and a lion is eating. But thank God that this one, the lion doesn't kill. But later on, when we find that he has come out of the mouth of the lion, they both clean the woods, no? That's how it is. That's how a church is built. Otherwise, we cannot build a mega church. If you are becoming selective of, oh, this one is good, this one, no. Everybody matters. And those who we think are bad today, they will end up becoming even far better tomorrow than those who are good today. And so may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us to take care of the sheep that God has given to us. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hands. Pray. Lift up your hands and pray. Commit yourself. Say, Lord, I want to be committed. I want to be persistent. I want to be diligent to know the states of the flock that you have given unto us. Let none be lost. We need to be persistent, diligent, hard working to ensure that none of our sheep, of our flock, of our heads are lost. Pray, everybody, pray. Ask God to help you that these teachings you have received, you are going to apply it practically. Pray that God give you grace. Father, give us the grace. Give us the persistent spirit. The commitment. To pursue the flock and to preserve that none will be lost, Lord. For all that you gave unto us, let none be lost, Lord. Let even new ones who come find their peace and place of establishment, Lord. Let everyone that comes in be established, Lord. Established, Lord. It is your will that your house grows. It's your house increases. Your sheep grows. Your flock multiplies. It is your will to multiply your flock, Lord. And so pour upon us the spirit of a good shepherd to know our members, our flock. We pray, Lord. We pray, Holy Spirit. Revive us again. See, that is a song.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Macarius Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.